that became a stronghold. And that stronghold makes you rebel against God. And that's why you see people have rebellious spirits, disobedient, uncommitted, discontent, full of fear. But the word said you have been established in righteousness. You've been made right. But something you let in your heart, and it became a stronghold, and it rebels, and you make excuses. And that thing, you made excuses. Well, I would come to church on Wednesday night, but. After a while, it can become a stronghold. You don't even think about it no more. God can't even suggest it to you because you, I'm just using for example. Am I helping anybody? And that's why your money's funny. Your relationship is messed up. Your house is not functioning like it ought to be. You have allowed a stronghold. There's some personal thing the Lord said to me. I said, yes, sir. Because I made some mistake. I said, we're going to deal with that, Lord. He said, oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Do you not know that God has planned your life to perfection? Do you understand what I'm saying? There's a lot of stuff you're going through and it's not even necessary. It's because you took some information from somebody else that talked against God and you allowed it in your heart. It became a stronghold. And every time you rise up, try to believe God, that stronghold said, no. Haven't you ever said, well, I'm going to be at church on time in this morning? The stronghold rises up and says, no, you got to go out and do this. You got to go do that. And you late again. I'm just using for example. Huh? Some of you have got stronghold. God have told you, and you know without a doubt, I should bring God's money, a tenth of my earning, plus an offering. Did you hear what I said? And I will make it clear to you. I should bring 10% plus an offering. It can be 5% above, 1%, 2%, 5%, 50%, or you can do 90%. But you just got to bring him the tithe plus an offering. And you haven't been doing that for years. What happened when you decide to do it? That stronghold said, I can't see that money leaving because I've been using it. I've been using it for this. And I'm not going to let it go. And because of that, you stuck in a pattern that keep repeating itself over and over and over. And it have never brought you real success. You're in a pattern and bondage that's keep taking, you repeating that cycle over and over and over. And instead of you getting better, you really tell the truth, you're getting worse. That's a stronghold. And you got to stop it. How you break it, you got to be delivered. Can God, is there anything too hard for God? So you rise up, say, this is your last day. They, in Front Royal, Virginia, I'm closing with this statement. In Front Royal, Virginia, I went with David to do a meeting. This has been about 3 years ago, I think, maybe. Yeah, about 3 years ago, maybe four. I went to a meeting with David. And he had us, and they made fun of me, but I don't care. And I should tell you what they did. And I'm telling you this so you can deal with this stronghold. Meanwhile, this stronghold. Now watch. We were ministering to people praying for, there was a man. He had diabetes. I said, diabetes, this is your last day. Your last hour. Your last minute. And your last second, go. And they made fun of me Well, the rhythm make it fun because it came out kind of funny. Because I gave diabetes a definite time when it was going to leave. So this stronghold, whatever it may be in your life, you need to give it a time. Today. Like right now. You leave my life. Why? How can I say that? Because I, you, we have been established in righteousness. You have been made right with God. God is not withholding anything from you. You have access to everything that he has. So, this doubt, unbelief, strife, whatever it may be, that has set itself up in your life as a stronghold, you need to make sure that it knows or they know that you're not ruling my life anymore. If God said it, that's what it is. That's what I'm doing. That's what I'm pursuing. That's what I'm praising him for. That's what I'm thanking him for, because he said it. Because he said, my children, thy children shall be what? Taught of the Lord. Amen. I didn't believe I went that long. Hallelujah. Did you get any help? I said, did you get any help? I want to do a give an invitation. I wonder, what do you think about Tim's testimony? What do you think? All I can say is my. We're about to see this city, this community, our state, our world is about to be flooded with the presence.